Restoring My Soul, Monday the 8th of June, The Recovery of Peter. Peter was able to give this instruction because he had learned this principle from Christ in the court of Caiaphas. In this encounter, Peter received the gift of faith from the Father, which was given to him by Christ. The faith that Peter received from the Father was in answer to Christ's prayer for him. Earlier, at the last Passover meal, the Lord had said to Peter, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed to the Father for you, that your faith, received from him, should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." Peter had claimed that he would die the death of a zealot for Christ, saying to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death." Even after Jesus prophesied concerning Peter's denial, Peter's response was, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." His zealous and seemingly noble avowal was contrary to the word of the Lord to the disciples. Jesus had said that when he was struck, they would be scattered, meaning that they were to return to their houses. Peter's zeal was in fact iniquity. It was not the expression that belonged to his obedience. Christ's face was marred more than any man's as he was beaten and bruised for our iniquity and self-righteous zeal. Each of Peter's denials corresponded with a blow to Christ's face. As Christ turned the other cheek in apology to the Father, with each blow the law was being taken out of Peter's hands and his other law was being disempowered. When the rooster crowed, Peter met Jesus eye to eye and was illuminated to see the wickedness and failure of his zealotry. However, he also received as a gift the repentance that Jesus had finished for him and the faith to walk in the sanctified obedience that Jesus had become for him. The references used in today's devotions are James chapter 1 verse 17, Luke chapter 22 verses 31 to 33, Matthew chapter 26 verse 35, Isaiah chapter 52 verse 14, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 and 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. For further study, Luke chapter 22.